Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. Mind's alert, heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word today, everybody. Thank God for the Word today. Amen. Well, we're in a series called The Promise with More Blessings Than Any Other. There's over 7,000 promises in the Bible. 7,000. You and I have to claim them, right? We have to claim them. Just because God promised it doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. He can promise it, but we have to know how to claim it for it to come to pass in our life. He does his part. We do our part. Amen. We don't have to do anything for him to love us. He loves us unconditionally. But to receive his blessings and promises, they're preconditional. We have to meet the condition. Amen. So I want to talk to you again this weekend on the one promise out of the 7,000 that's connected to more blessings than any other promise in the Bible. Why would I teach on this? Because I want the church that I pastor to be more blessed than the average Christian. Is the microphone working okay today? I want the church that I pastor to be more blessed than the average bear, a Christian. Amen. Is that okay with y'all? So that's what we're talking about, the one promise that's connected to more blessings than any other. And if you'll stay with me for the next 27 minutes, I have your answer. I really do. Been here 42 years and counseled hundreds of thousands of people in four decades. And I've come to this conclusion. This is the answer for conflict in marriage, conflict at work, difficulty in parenting, don't know what to do with your kids, financial trouble, physical trouble, you know, spiritual warfare. This promise I was reading this morning, this promise I'm going to share with you is connected to angelic activity in your life. That's Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the promise that has more blessings connected to it than any other. And this is the answer. If I were to counsel you today, this is what I would tell you. This is what I would give you. This is how you get your breakthrough. This is how you get wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. This is how you get solutions. This is how you get answers. This is how you get revelation. This is how you get breakthrough. Is this one promise, the fear of the Lord. So I'm excited about helping you all today. Is that okay with you? This promise is more desired than any other promise, more desired and most rewarded than any other promise in the Bible. It's the fear of the Lord. Can you say that with me? The fear of the Lord. Now we're not talking about a negative fear. We're not talking about being scared or negative towards God. It's a healthy respect. The fear that we're talking about is respect and reverence and honor. That's what we're talking about this whole month. So let's get right into the Word. Let the Word talk to you today. Get your breakthrough we sang about. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Jesus said he's the wisest man that ever lived. So what does he have to say? He had everything. The end of the whole matter is, the bottom line is, fear God. And number two, obey and be a doer of the Word, for this is the whole duty of mankind. All right? Look at it in the Amplified Version of the Bible, the paraphrase. I want you to see what the fear of the Lord will do for you today. It says, all has been heard. The end of the matter is this. Learn how to walk out the fear of the Lord, how to reverence him, honor him, put him first, be sold out all the way, totally committed to God, all in, locked in on God, putting him first. It says to revere and worship him, knowing that he is. Keep his commandments, or this is the whole of man, the original purpose of creation. Look at the screens. It's the root of character. Do you know people who walk in the fear of the Lord walk with integrity? Thank you. Are you sure the microphone's working today? Is this that? Those who walk in the fear of the Lord won't do you wrong. They won't lie to you. They won't cheat you. They won't slander you. They won't stab you in the back. They'll keep their word if they made a promise. It's called character. Now the church promotes charisma, but God promotes character. Did you hear what I said? The church assumes that character, that charisma is anointing. It's not. Character is anointing. And so notice, a person who walks in the fear of the Lord, we're going to reverence God. We're going to worship God. He's the object of our worship. He's first in our life. We're locked in all the way, whole hog. But then also, the fear of the Lord affects us morally. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm not going to commit adultery. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm not going to cheat on my taxes. Oh, Pastor, you're going to meddling. No, I'm ministering today. Praise God. Two words, letter M, amen. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm not going to talk bad about you behind your back. I'm not going to gossip. I'm not going to cause strife. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, it comes out through character. Whoa. And God favors character. So the fear of the Lord is connected to the favor of God on my life. Am I helping anybody so far? This is powerful. This is powerful. You know, somebody says, I don't want to go to church because it's full of hypocrites. And you've heard me say, well, come on down, one more won't hurt. Right. But you've heard the story of Gandhi. He said, I would have become a Christian if it hadn't been for Christians. Amazing, isn't it? So if I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, we're not talking religion. We're talking relationship. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, you might want to write this down. It affects my attitudes. 3 points. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, it affects my attitude. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm going to have a positive attitude. I'm not going to have a negative attitude. I'm not going to be cynical and sarcastic. It's going to affect my attitude. And you know, more people are fired over attitude than a lack of ability. You understand that, right? More people lose their job over an attitude rather than lack of ability. So if I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, it's the root of character. It affects my character. It affects my attitude. And then it affects my behaviors. My behaviors. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, then I'm going to honor my brother and sister in the Lord. I'm going to honor the house of the Lord. And I'm going to stop putting chewing gum under the seat. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, you know me, I'm blunt. I'm going to make it real direct. I'm not going to scroll during service. I'm going to be engaged into what's going on spiritually. Amen. Let's just make it practical. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm going to be work on time behavior. If I'm paid for 8 hours, I'm going to work a little more than 8 hours. The fear of the Lord affects the root of my character. Y'all see it on the screen? The root of character. That's powerful. So if I'm really walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm not going to be religious. I'm going to have a relationship. It's going to affect my attitude. It's going to affect my behavior if I'm really a Christian. And thirdly, it's going to affect my speech, my language, my words. 3 points. Attitude, behavior, and speech. The fear of the Lord impacts that because that's character. If I say I'm going to usher on a weekend and I don't show up, what is that? If I say that I'm going to serve and I don't show up, what is that other than work or sick or unexpected tragedy comes up? Now, I'm not talking about our church. I'm talking about a church in another galaxy, far, far away. Now, why would I teach this? Because this one promise is connected to more blessings than any other promise in the Bible. And I want the church that I pastor to be the most blessed church in St. Louis. Amen. So the root of all character. Then look, the foundation of all happiness. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I've got the right attitude. I've got the right outlook. I've got the right perspective. We sang about it today, that God's going to turn it around. God's working on things behind the scenes. God's working it together for you today. Even though it may not look like it, God is at work today. And don't forget, you're about to see your miracle. Don't forget, you're about to see your breakthrough. Amen. So notice, if I'm unhappy, then I need to look, am I walking out the fear of the Lord? Because see, as a believer, our behavior should be happy in an unhappy world. Happy in an unhappy world. Up in a down world. Not sinking, soaring. Not falling, flying. Come on, somebody. So notice, it affects your attitude. That's happiness. And the adjustment in all harmony, walking in harmony with circumstances and conditions under the sun, the whole duty of man. So that's what the fear of the Lord will do in my life. And that's what it looks like. It affects my attitudes. I'm not going to bring that stinking attitude that's at work to church. I don't know. Maybe we need a new sound system, Kingdom Builders. I don't know. I'm not going to bring that stinking attitude at work to home. It stays there. If I'm really walking in the fear of the Lord, which is to reverence God, worship God, honor God, locked in all the way, God's first, the object of all of my affection, then it's going to affect my attitude and my behaviors. I'm not going to act like sinners. And it's going to affect my speech. I'm not going to talk like the world. I'm different. You're peculiar. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're the apple of God's eye, right? So look at this, Proverbs 19:23. I love it. Paraphrase. When you live a life of totally sold out to God, when you live a life that's totally surrendered, every room of your heart, every room of your heart, every square foot of your heart before the awe of God, then here's what's going to happen. You're not going to lose out. You're not going to live a boring life. You're not going to miss out on what God has planned for your life. You will experience abundant life. Why is my pastor teaching on this the whole month? The one promise that's attached to more blessings than any other? Because I want y'all to have experience abundant life. Abundant life. You will experience abundant life. Now, this is not blunt. This is Bible. And you'll have continual protection. What's that? Security, safety, confidence, assurance, lack of fear. I told you last weekend, when we walk in the fear of the Lord, it conquers every other fear in our life. When we walk in the fear of the Lord, it conquers every other fear in our life. So if you live a life and I live a life, fear of the Lord is number one promise I want to fulfill, which is pleasing God. Fear the Lord is walking in today. How can I please you, God? How can I give you the best version of me today, God? How can I give you my best today, God? How can I be all in today, God? How can I please you today, God? That's the fear of the Lord. God not getting leftovers, but God's getting our very best. You'll have abundant life. Say abundant life. Continual protection. Say continual protection. And say complete satisfaction. Oh my goodness, I love that. Complete satisfaction. Does this light your fire? Seven of you. Does this encourage you? Does this motivate? If this doesn't turn you on, we're going to have a prayer line. And God will raise the dead today at Church on the Rock. Praise God. This is not the first church of the Frigidaire. This is not our first rodeo. We've been here 40-some years. And notice, if you want abundance, some Christians don't. They're satisfied. Not me. I want all that belongs to me in Christ. I'm not going to settle for average or mediocre or just get by or be a victim mentality or codependency. I'm not going to walk with a limp and dysfunctional all my life. I want everything Christ died for me. I want to experience for me and mine. Abundant life, continual protection, and complete satisfaction. So, Pastor, how do I walk out the fear of the Lord? Is it the clothes that I wear? Is it the way I wear my hair? Is it a lack of no jewelry? Is it a lack of no makeup? You know what John Osteen used to say all the time, right? Ladies, you're to paint that barn. It's called makeup. John Osteen said that. I didn't say that. How do I walk out the fear of the Lord? Because a lot of religion, a lot of churches think it's just an outward appearance. No, it's more than that. How do I walk out the fear of the Lord? Let's find out. Exodus 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. And God spake all these words, saying, so who said it? God. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Verse 3. Here's how we walk it out. This is part of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other little gods before me. That's how you walk it out. The commandment of the Lord. This is first and foremost. That your kids can't come before God. Your hobby can't come before God. Your marriage can't come before God. Your career can't come before God. Your education can't come before God. Your dating can't come before God. Your decisions can't come before God. That God says, I can't have any other little God before me. I'm a jealous God. I've got to be first. That's how we walk out every day of our life in the fear of the Lord. So when we put God first, whoa, it opens the door to exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think. Am I helping anybody today? The fear of the Lord, it will produce a perfect heart. The fear of the Lord will produce a perfect heart. You see, Pastor, I was in till then. That kind of rhymes, right? I was in till then. I was in till then, but Pastor, I know me, and I know I don't have a perfect heart. Well, guess what? I know me, and I know I don't have a perfect heart. But the fear of the Lord will produce a perfect heart. Perfect doesn't mean perfect in the Scripture. You know what it means? Committed. Committed. Oh, I like it. Committed. And you know, I know God is here today. I know God is here. Well, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together. I know God is here, the incredible worship we had today in His presence. I know God is here today. But you know what? I know God is at Church on the Rock today, St. Louis. You know why? Because we have a perfect heart. What is that? A committed heart. Doesn't the Bible say His eyes go to and fro all over the world looking for somebody with a perfect heart? Really, Pastor? Yeah. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout Missouri to show Himself strong. God shows Himself strong to those who are walking in the fear of the Lord. God shows up. God strengthens. You need strength today? You feel weak today? Barely making it today? Then hop on this promise of fearing the Lord, honoring Him, worshiping Him, respecting Him, reverencing Him, acknowledging Him, putting Him first before any other little god. And when you do, He'll renew your strength. He'll renew your strength. You may look like Clark Kent, but you're going to get into the telephone booth and you're going to come out as Superman. Or a woman, whatever you may be today, praise the Lord. For the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro. God's looking, God's searching to show Himself strong. I want God to show up. I want a greater anointing. I want greater clarity of His voice. I want signs and wonders. I want those breakthroughs for you. I want you to see your miracle. That's God showing up. I'll show myself strong in behalf of those who are Methodists, Baptists, Catholic, Lutherans, Assemblies of God. No, whose heart is perfect towards me. Now, you look that word up, perfect, in a Strong's Concordance, and it doesn't mean perfect. It means committed, sold out. God has every room of my heart. I'm not playing church, and I'm not playing games with God. And if I'll have that perfect heart, which is what the fear of the Lord does, then guess what? God will show up strong. Look at this. He'll show up strong. That means he will strengthen you. He will support you. He will be with you. He will be on you. He will be leading you. That's what the fear of the Lord does. It creates a perfect heart. Am I communicating today? It creates a perfect heart, fully committed, and it's revealed in your attitude. If I come to church and just gripe about what I don't like at church, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. I can find something wrong in every one of you. You can find something wrong in me and Kim in this church, but we don't come to focus on what's wrong because in his presence, wrong becomes right. Oh, I hope you got that today. It's fully committed. How do you know you're committed? By my attitude, by my behaviors, and by the way I talk about church. Did you know I'm working on a series right now? It's called I Love the Church. See, I got a great response then. I love the church. Well, Pastor, I don't. I've been church hurt. You've been church hurt. Let's go have coffee. I've been in the church for 40-some years, and I've been church hurt, but I still love the church. Did you know there's a scripture in Psalm chapter 28 that says we should love the church? So if I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm going to have a different attitude than the sinner, the carnal Christian, those out of fellowship with God. My attitude is going to have a higher standard. My behavior is a higher standard, and my speech a higher standard. And family, we can't go to the next level without higher standards. Oh, that was worth brushing and flossing your teeth. I can't go, you can't go to the next level without higher standards in the area of our attitude, our behavior, and our speech. Number two, the second thing that the fear of the Lord will do, it removes lack. Oh, I heard that. It removes lack from your life. Look at this, Psalm 34, verse 9. Look at the screen. Oh, fear the Lord. What's that mean? Be sold out all the way, whole hog, every square foot of your heart, totally committed to him. He's first. No other little small gods before him. God has to come first if I want the blessings of the Lord that he has for me. Oh, fear ye the Lord, ye saints at Church on the Rock. What's that mean? Revere and worship him. For there is no want. There is no lack. You won't barely survive. You will not have to rob from Peter to pay Paul. You will not have to struggle financially. You will not have to be deep in debt and no way out. It pays to serve the Lord my God. Can we worship him right now? Can we praise him? Can we thank him for his promises? Oh, come on, church. Some of you are getting set free from debt and lack and scarcity and not enough. I bind and rebuke that spirit of poverty off you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints of Church on the Rock. Y'all been doing it, by the way. Revere and worship him. For there is no want, for the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. That's scarcity. That's lack thinking. Thinking I'll never have enough. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never pay them off. That's a lie of the devil. Because the word of God says there'll be no lack to those who revere and worship God with a godly fear. As the team comes, number three, the third thing that the fear of the Lord does, ooh, I like this one, y'all. Y'all know I love you big time, amen? The produces a productive prayer life. The fear of the Lord will guarantee your prayers to be answered. Really, Pastor? Yeah, let's just see what the Word says in Hebrews 5, verse 7. Talking about Jesus, but look at this. Everyone say, answered prayer. Let's say, I am going to a new level in my prayer life. Look what it says. Who in the days of his flesh, this is Jesus, when he offered up what? Prayers and supplications and strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, he was heard in that he what? Feared. This is about Jesus. It says Jesus, his prayers were answered because he walked in the fear of the Lord. When you and I want to raise my standards, y'all pray for me, would you? I want to go to a new level in God. I want to go to a new level in my prayer life. I want to go to a new level in prosperity, no lack. I want to go to a new level in every area of my life. And the one scripture that will take me there is the fear of the Lord, is to get sold out, is to go all the way, is to surrender all. God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for committed people. And he said, those that are committed, there'll be an anointing. There'll be a strength. There'll be his support. There'll be his favor. There'll be his wisdom. There'll be his solutions. Oh, I'm going to teach myself happy. I'm about to have a Jericho, especially today what we're doing, I'm about to have a Jericho march. You think I'm kidding? We've had Jericho marches here before. And I've led the way. We went all the way around here. I'm about to have one now, praise God. The one promise that will bring more blessings into your life and my life than any other. What is it? Tell me, church. The fear of the Lord.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.